AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump remains banned from Facebook, at least for now. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Facebook suspended Trump's account indefinitely 4 months ago for inciting violence before the Capitol riot. The social media giant's quasi-independent oversight board says it agreed with the suspension, but not with the length.
Indefinite penalties of this sort do not pass the international or American smell test for clarity, consistency, and transparency.
Co-chair Michael McConnell says the board is now giving Facebook 6 months to decide whether to lift the suspension, extend it for a set time, or permanently ban Trump, who also remains suspended by Twitter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden had lunch at a restaurant in Washington today to push his American Rescue Plan. He says this would help more than just restaurants.
For a typical family of four, making about $110,000 means a $5,600 check you'll get.
The president says if this goes through, when it's over, more than 85% of households would receive a check. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a new report on the coronavirus shows the country is not out of the woods yet, but it could be very close.
All of us are getting fully vaccinated, and continuing our prevention efforts can help us turn the corner on the pandemic as early as July and set us forward on a path toward a more normal lifestyle.
But Walensky notes the variants of the virus are a wild card that could set back progress. There's a date to turn up the lights on Broadway.
My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says Broadway theaters can reopen September 14th. Some big name shows, though, Frozen and Mean Girls, decided not to restart. This is AP News. Tensions are growing between the UK and France over fishing since Britain left the European Union.
French Maritime Minister Annick Girardin warned that France would retaliate after it accused Jersey of stalling in issuing fishing licenses to French boats as agreed in the post-Brexit trade deal. As far as Jersey is concerned, let me remind you, for example, of electricity transportation via undersea cable. So we have the means to do something, and even if we regret doing it, we will do it if we have to. The External Affairs Minister for Jersey, Ian Gorst, said Jersey was refining the licenses according to new rules that recently took effect. Gorst said the threat to cut off electricity seemed a disproportionate retaliation for a few delays. Karen Chamas, London.
Glenn Close recently made music-related headlines for her playful performance of Da Butt at the Academy Awards, but she has some real music news. Glenn Close is releasing an album with Grammy-winning jazz saxophonist-composer Ted Nash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.